This is episode number 2204 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 6, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Tom Cruise knows it's how to arrive in style. He touched down for the highly anticipated Top Gun Maverick premiere in a USS Midway helicopter.
What?
Before casually strolling onto the red carpet in San Diego, California on Wednesday.
I wonder if he flew it, because I think he's a pilot.
I watched a clip of him on James Corden that just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And so James asked him, how many licenses do you have?
Yeah.
And he had to, he stopped. And then it's like he's trying to count them.
Oh, my God.
And it's more than two hands worth.
The guy does he does his own stunts.
Yeah.
For now. I mean, at some point he's going to stop.
I can't say that I'm a Tom Cruise fan. But I like Tom Cruise.
I want to see Maverick.
He's like, doing this, like this, this, and this. Yeah. And I got this, and well, I got this, and my real estate license. And
Does he sell real estate? Oh my God, he's got a Scientology license too.
Yeah, he has the license to Scientology.
I doubt he's going to be auditing anybody. Tom's not the guy that's going to do the auditing. He has people to do that for him.
Oh,
so anyway.
Yeah. He kind of probably owns
Tom part of it. Has gone clear. Okay.
Oh.
He bought his way there, but he's gone clear. Just remember that, kids. I want to see this movie so bad.
I know.
It's like I've been wanting to see this movie for 2 years. The trailer is like getting me super, super excited.
Well, then they showed another clip from it during that clip.
Yeah.
That I hadn't seen before. It's like, he flies up between two planes.
Have you never seen that? That's the best part.
No, I hadn't seen that one. Anyway, he was all smiles as he waved to a massive crowd of diehard fans.
Of course he was.
Which,
he's Tom Cruise, flashed the pearly whites.
Top Gun, and the rest of us have too, have patiently waited 36 years since the opening original film. 36
years.
36 years. He's got some bags under his eyes too. So eagle-eyed fans.
Not as many as he should.
Eagle-eyed fans even spotted a key detail on his chopper, which read, Tom Cruise, Top Gun Maverick.
So he was the pilot. I believe that. Oh my gosh.
Probably his home helicopter.
Oh my gosh.
So Maverick premieres May 27th.
I can't wait. That's a Friday. That's actually 3 weeks from today. I don't know if I can wait that long. There's got to be a screening here in town. Get on your contacts and see if you can get us on a red carpet screening somewhere.
I'll call Tom.
Yeah, call his office and tell him you want to go clear.
Well, you know what? We live in Los Angeles. Let's just go down to the Scientology building.
Yeah, we'll just go.
That big, gaudy blue thing.
Knock, knock,
and say, hello. Hi, Tom here. Can he come out to play? Take us to his movie premiere?
Yeah. We want to go.
I'm sure you have a theater room here in this big building. Can we go?
I want to go see it in IMAX.
I'll bring my own popcorn.
Yeah, well.
Now, this is one you got to go see it in the
3D, man.
In the
gotta
the
go
stuff.
To the IMAX. Yeah. Can't wait. Top Gun. Woo.
Well, Jennifer Grey's book, Out of the Corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one puts baby in the corner.
Yep.
So she came out of the corner.
She's out.
She's dropped it. Or the book is dropped.
Yeah.
And so she's doing, you know, the good old promotional press, the touring and such.
Right. Right.
So yesterday she was on The View and talked about her tumultuous relationship with Patrick Swayze on set.
Yeah, they did not get along well.
No, they didn't. Yeah. And, you know, she says Patrick apologized to her, and when he apologized, he was crying.
What?
So it's not secret they didn't get along. They had they had problems starting together 3 years prior.
Yeah. They were in Red Dawn.
I think she thought that he was a jerk or something, or I can't remember.
One of the things I read, though, in this book, and maybe everybody knew this and I didn't, but she and Matthew Broderick had a thing during Ferris Bueller.
Oh.
No. Oh. She was like 16, I think.
Ew.
Yeah.
How old was he?
I don't think he was much older.
And they played brother and sister.
Yeah,
weird.
Well, it didn't matter. I mean, you know, she had the hots for Charlie Sheen in that movie. Think about that for a second. I mean, it's like,
well, but Charlie Sheen back then was a cutie.
Well, yeah, but still, he was a bad boy. He played the bad boy.
Of course.
And that's every woman.
All girls wanted bad boys.
Wanted bad boys. At least once or twice or 10 times. In
yes.
Their life.
So anyway. So
that's been my experience anyway.
Well, Jennifer said, have you ever been a bad boy?
I've never been the bad boy. So I've never gotten the girls.
Are you
sure? No, I've never been a bad boy.
No?
No. It's too squeaky clean. Women are not attracted to that. They just aren't. No. Sorry.
Well, Jennifer says that she wasn't buying his crocodile tears, even though they were real, but weren't. But she says they weren't, but they were.
So does that mean when she was asked about him when she was on Dancing with the Stars, and she teared up? She got really weepy about that.
Once they got down to shooting, she said she felt totally comfortable with him.
Oh, and she had to because, you know. He was
but their
lifting
chemistry
her in
was,
the air.
Their chemistry,
chemistry
was
like spot on in Dirty Dancing, yeah. So the deal was when they did the screenplay I've watched a bunch of making. I love Dirty Dancing. Okay, all right. I admit it. I love Dirty Dancing.
Yes, you do.
So in one of the making of videos, it was probably on a DVD or something like that, right? She was cast. He was not.
Yeah.
And so when they put them together, it was just screen magic in the screenplay.
Which is interesting because they didn't get along.
They didn't get along, but I think they buried that hatchet for the sake of the movie.
Oh, they did. They obviously did.
And the trust had to be there because he was lifting her off the ground. Yeah. Think about the immense amount of trust, but also he had a bad knee. And he always had problems with that knee forever after that. And he was a trooper in that. But anyway, nobody puts baby in the corner.
She grew to love and respect
him.
Yeah, They actually did get along afterwards.
And you wanted them to get along because what happens in rom-coms. We want them to get along. We want them to be together forever.
Well, you don't want to hear... This is why I don't look too close at the real people behind the characters that I really like.
Yeah.
Because then it turns out to be, you know, Scarlett and Rhett. You know, Vivian Leigh and Clark Gable. They didn't like each other. She thought his breath stank.
Oh,
and
my then, God. Oh,
yeah, there's
my
a,
God.
There's a whole a whole list of those. And it's like, I don't want to know.
You know who needs to do a good rom-com is Halle Berry. I don't think she's ever done a rom-com.
She hasn't. Why not?
Why is that, Halle? We want to know. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend and...
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.